The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our weekday meditation session that we do together. And the idea of that practice, that Buddhist practice, meditation practice, is a shared activity that we do it in community is a nice thing to emphasize, partly because of the way in which we become a little bit internal when we meditate, closing our eyes, being with our breath, connected to ourselves. But to do it with a strong sense that we're doing it together with other people places meditation in a bigger context. It places the kind of internal movement of settling into ourselves clearly within a context of community and maybe even the wider world, and something that we do not just for ourselves, but we do for everyone. It's a form of mental health or mental cleaning, the cultivation of wisdom, of clarity, of a calm state of mind. It's also the cultivation, cultivation of a beautiful mind. And this idea that the mind can be beautiful is maybe an idea that's foreign to some people. But this mind that we have, and we don't need to define what it is, it's what it is for each of us, the inner mental landscape that we have, that can become a beautiful landscape, that every single person has that beauty or has that capacity for beauty, is built into the Buddha's teachings. So as we sit here today, to take care, loving care, in a little bit of extra time, so that the care, the loving care, can be find expression and have something that is receives it. Let your body receive your care by spending time kind of settling into your body, finding a really good way of being with your body, an alignment, an attunement of your body, maybe moving around a little bit, swaying a little bit, until you find a nice, steady place that feels good for your body. Even if there's some discomfort somewhere in your body, maybe the gestalt of your body begins to come alive or start experiencing the vitality of this body. And with the caring kindness and care for your body, gently close your eyes. Maybe gently allow the eyeballs, the muscles around the eyeballs, to soften. Perhaps allow the forehead to soften or spread wide or relax. Sometimes it's enough just to imagine it's a relaxing. There's a very close, intimate relationship between the mind and the body, and imagining is not necessarily separate from the physical relaxation. And softening, relaxing the shoulders. Maybe again a little bit the torso. Move it a little bit. Shake it a little lightly. So the shoulders maybe can be released a little bit more. And maybe there's a way of softening or opening in the heart area, chest, solar plexus. Maybe as you exhale, settling back and down into the heart center, onto the diaphragm. And relaxing the belly, softening the belly, letting it hang forward, hang down. For years, I would do this, and very quickly my belly would tighten up again. And so I would maybe two or three times in the course of a sitting relax my belly again and not worry too much about tightening up, but just... And then slowly over some years, my ability to have a relaxed stomach increased. And then perhaps also you can offer caring attention to your inner mental landscape, maybe to what you call your mind. And giving yourself time, be patient, not in a hurry with the mind. Maybe your mind needs to be reassured. It's okay right now. At this moment, dear mind, it's okay. It's okay to relax and to soften. Maybe as if the mind is a little bit like a muscle, you can relax the thinking muscle, softening the mind. If the energy of the mind seems very active and like it's being propelled in some direction, perhaps you can relax that, or let the mind settle back, sit back and rest in itself. And perhaps as you exhale, feel or sense or imagine that there's a lots of room for the mind. The mind exists in a vast space, like in a vast big room with a high ceiling, or it's outdoors with infinite space. When there's a lot of thinking, the mind gets kind of claustrophobic. A relaxed mind has lots of space. And then finally, this idea that the mind can be beautiful. Is there anything inside of you, in your mental landscape, that corresponds to this idea of beauty in the mind? Some people have the word, similar word, bright or clear mind, luminous mind, wondrous mind, beautiful mind. And even if you don't feel or sense that now, is there anything inside of you that, even in your memory or imagination, that corresponds to this idea that a beautiful mind? An open mind, receptive mind. A mind that's content, safe, peaceful, peaceful mind. You might not be feeling this very much, but is there anything inside that these words touch? Or and if there is, with that mind, with that quality or that feeling or memory, to allow the experience of breathing to be known. To be aware, to allow awareness of breathing to occur with a sense of beauty or care, kindness, peacefulness, a peaceful awareness of inhale and exhale. Perhaps as if the breathing is not the main point of meditation. The experience of breathing is the basis or the focus on which the beautiful mind, the peaceful mind, can also be known, can be allowed to be present. So you're not so much focusing on concentrating on the breathing as you are focusing on how awareness of breathing can be peaceful, loving, have a sense of beauty or clarity. Softness. And if your mind wanders away from thoughts, wanders away from the breathing, don't be in a hurry to get back to the breathing as if that's the point. Take your time to see if you can reestablish some even small bridge between the beauty of your mind and the breathing and the clarity of the mind, or the gift of the mind, breathing one breath at a time, one beautiful mind moment at a time. Occasionally, when we wander off in thought, the mind has actually become a little bit more peaceful or relaxed or not trying so hard. So if you notice yourself having wandered off in thought, don't be in a hurry to come back to the breath or in a hurry to judge yourself for that. Take your time. See if you can notice if the mind has become a little bit calmer or more peaceful or more at ease or less striving or trying or judging. It doesn't always happen this way, but if it does, stay close to that mind, not the thinking mind, but the quieter the part of it, the more peaceful part of it. And let that be where you begin with the breathing again. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps if you can, relax your mind further. At this point, it might be fine to let go of any trying, efforting that the mind is making, including even focusing on breathing, and allowing the mind to be open or receptive or at rest to do whatever the mind does, but allowing it to just be at ease the best you can. Some people, it's helpful, the image of the mind like a wide, clear lake, the surface of a still lake, wide, still lake. The mind spreads out, it's peaceful, quiet. And whatever simplicity of being, simplicity of mind that you're able to relax into, nothing to do, nothing to become, nothing to resist, nothing just to be with the mind. And within this simple mind, perhaps this simple heart, can you touch into a simple caring, the simplest form of compassion or love or care, a simple caring and love that can radiate through your body, through your mind, a caringness for yourself, or caringness for this body and this being that you are. And then that from this being, from yourself, from your heart, your mind, let the mind and heart spread outwards, the simplicity of care, imagining that it reaches out into the world and begins to include others, people you know, in your neighborhood and family and friends. And it spreads outwards to touch the people of these lands, people in these lands, north and south, and the lands across the oceans, around the globe. And with a simple caringness, simple compassion, a radiance, a glow of goodwill, of friendliness, of caringness, in which you're ready to remind all people that you care for them, you wish them well, you wish them safety, health, happiness. And as if your glow of caringness can touch all beings, let them know that you care.